The new American civilian administrator for Iraq arrived in Baghdad today. Paul Bremer, a former State Department official, now heads the U.S.-led Office of Reconstruction. His stated top priority? Setting up security. But as NPR's Guy Raz reports from Baghdad, it's a daunting task.
Paul Bremer's new home city lacks steady electricity, clean water, and law enforcement officers. It's now occupied by U.S. forces stretched so thin that large parts of the city are plagued by thieves and violent criminals. After landing at Baghdad International Airport, Bremer alluded to the problems at hand.
The coalition forces did not come to colonize Iraq. We came to overthrow a despotic regime. That we've done. Now our job is to turn and help the Iraqi people regain control of their own destiny, to help the Iraqi society rebuild on the basis of individual liberties, respect for the rule of law, and respect for each other.
Bremer's appointment signals a major shakeup in the U.S.-led civilian administration here. Barbara Bodine, who headed the Reconstruction Office for Baghdad, has been reassigned. Four other top civilian administrators are being moved out of the country. Paul Bremer's predecessor, Jay Garner, will remain in Iraq for the rest of the month before returning home. His tenure here is now widely being seen as a failure. According to a senior official in the civil administration who didn't want his name used, the Reconstruction Office failed to adequately anticipate the breakdown of law and order in Baghdad before the war ended.
The planning that was done, or that was begun several months ago, was essentially for justice sector reform. It did not anticipate the situation we would be confronted with now. Obviously, we've had to react fast to the situation we found when we came here. Personally, I can say I don't think blaming Jay Garner for it makes a lot of sense.
But effectively, Garner has been blamed, in part because of the growing anti-American sentiment. Demonstrators now hold rallies in front of U.S. encampments around the city. This group today called for the immediate withdrawal of U.S. forces. But many Iraqis disagree with that demand, at least for now. Though they oppose the presence of foreign forces in principle, most Iraqis concede the absence of U.S. and British forces would result in a power vacuum, and at worst, interethnic and factional fighting. It's for this reason that 200 tribal chiefs showed up in Baghdad this morning to meet with top military officials. The tribal leaders laid out 9 key grievances and called on the U.S. and British occupation forces to expedite the process of returning Iraq to normalcy. Ra'ad al-Hamza read a petition on behalf of the tribal leaders to the American officers. The document called for improved security, the restoration of basic services, and the installation of a temporary government in Iraq. Brigadier General John Curran acknowledged the slow progress.
You are correct that we must speed up our progress with security, and that food and medicine will very quickly become problems beyond what they are today.
Curran went on to cite one of the reasons why law and order has been difficult to enforce.
The issues that you have listed of security are those which very much concern us as well. We do not have sufficient troops to place a soldier on every street corner.
But security isn't only a Baghdad problem. One of the tribal chiefs invited to the meeting this morning, Suhail Ahmed Suhail, was killed by bandits on a highway just outside of Baghdad as he made his way up to the city from southern Iraq. General Curran promised his office would investigate the killing and assured the gathering that, in the coming weeks, the army will send up to 17,000 military police to the country in a bid to boost security. Paul Bremer told reporters today that security is his top priority. Once it's established, he said, the process of returning the country to normalcy will happen rapidly. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.